Being a poet laureate in this country is a tricky sort of job. You're supposed to represent the priestly calling of poetry, while you're also supposed to do a lot of Miss America-type PR work to make poetry more popular. I think, however, that Pinsky will navigate the pitfalls of the situation just fine. An acclaimed critic and translator of Dante, Pinsky knows how to make poetry accessible to new audiences without sacrificing its magical complexity. His own vibrant poems, now collected in the paperback edition of The Figured Wheel, often take the approachable form of narratives, where he ruminates on his childhood in Long Branch, New Jersey, his Jewishness, and the ghostly memories that cling to mundane objects and places. In his stunning poem, Shirt, Pinsky considers a shirt he's bought and thinks of Korean sweatshops, and then, in a flash, he's back in 1911 at the Triangle Shirtwaist Fire. He recalls eyewitness reports of how a young man helped a girl to step up the windowsill, then held her out away from the masonry wall and let her drop, and then another, as if he were helping them up to enter a streetcar and not eternity. Pinsky tends towards the melancholy in his poems, which I think is a good protective quality for a poet laureate to have. But Poland's Nobel Prize-winning poet, Wisława Szymborska, has to be one of the wryest bards ever to hold that honor. View with a Grain of Sand, a paperback collection of 100 poems translated from the Polish, gives readers a sweeping view of Szymborska's work over the past 5 decades. In it, I discovered a jolly poem from the 1960s entitled Rubin's Women, in which Szymborska unforgettably addresses the painter's models as fatty dishes of love. More representative, though, of Szymborska's quiet philosophic humor is a 1993 poem called No Title Required. It begins, "It has come to this. I'm sitting under a tree beside a river on a sunny morning. It's a significant event and won't go down in history. Even a passing moment has its fertile past. It's Friday before Saturday. It's May before June. Its horizons are no less real than those that a marshal's field glasses might scan." Two American poets have written book-length narrative poems on just those very kind of intimate events that official history ignores. Sonia Sanchez's book, Does Your House Have Lions?, is a series of short, insistent lyrics that describe her gay brother's pilgrimage to New York and his death there of AIDS. The lyrics are spoken in the voices of Sanchez and her family, and while individual lines are sometimes contrived, cumulatively, this multi-chorused poem swells into a tormented requiem. Louise Glick's amazing book, Meadowlands, interweaves Homer's Odyssey with the story of the breakdown of a modern marriage. In precise, shimmering language, Glick writes of love and abandonment and of emotional coldness as a means of remaining separate from what one loves deeply. The psychological insights that distinguish Glick's poetry and that of her contemporaries would be foreign to Homer. But the tortuous poetical quest for just the right word in a culture that often devalues all language is, in its way, just as courageous an undertaking as steering between Scylla and Charybdis.
Maureen Carrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University and contributes book reviews to Newsday, The New York Daily News, The Nation, and The Washington Post.